Well, has it been a good year or a bad year in Washington? A bad year, of course. Congress got so little done except confrontation. But seen another way through this reporter's eyes, maybe not so bad. Showdowns and shutdowns, nuclear options and strife for a political journalist. It's certainly been a year to remember. Listen to Harry Reid.
Is the Senate working now? Can anyone say the Senate is working now? I don't think so. Today, Democrats and independents are saying enough is enough. To change the rules regarding presidential nominees will apply equally to both parties. When Republicans are in power, these changes will apply to them just as well. That, Mr. President, is simple fairness.
Harry Reid on the nuclear option. Here's John Boehner, who's also had it with his own party.
They pushed us into this fight to defund Obamacare and to shut down the government. Most of you know, my members know, that wasn't exactly the strategy that I had in mind. But if you'll recall, the day before the government reopened, one of the people at one of these groups stood up and said, well, we never really thought it would work. Are you kidding me?
They weren't kidding you, Mr. Speaker, and we were led into a debt limit confrontation and a government shutdown. Well, from the shutdowns to the divisive Affordable Care Act and unemployment benefits, from a filibuster led by the right to filibuster reform championed by the left, Benghazi and Tehran, it's been a year to remember and a year to learn from, hopefully. A broken Congress and a divided nation, what a year for this political reporter and for the whole country. Well, to help us reflect a little bit on 2013, we're joined now by Gregory Downs, professor of history at the City University of New York. Hi, Gregory.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. You know, I get asked all the time, Congress is such a mess. It's horrible. It's going to stay this way. My view, I want you to knock me down on this if you need to. It's going to get better when the economy gets better. When people feel like either their government's leaving them alone or they just don't have to worry about it. It might take a while, but in 2017, this will all be a terrible memory. What do you think?
Well, that's certainly an optimistic view. I mean, my vision is that we have two favorite pastimes about politics. One is we complain when Congress doesn't do anything, and then we complain when it does do things. And so that we have a tendency to be sort of like the children of divorce whenever there's any kind of conflict in politics and to say, just please stop screaming. But conflict in politics is not bad. And in fact, I think that one of the things that happened this year is one of the most heartening developments in many years, which is the breakdown of the filibuster. I think that history shows that when Congress functions, things work better, that what really creates alienation is not conflict, but it's conflict that seems to be stifled because a majority cannot move through the things that they have been elected to do.
Now, another way to look at this is that conflict and dysfunction can sometimes breed success. A government shutdown, which is rightly seen as a major governmental failure, an 18-day shutdown. You know, a lot of people said we needed that to snap people's heads back and realize that everyone loses politically in a government shutdown. And then you got a budget deal with Paul Ryan and Patty Murray. They say without a shutdown, it never would have happened in this environment.
Well, that's, you know, that requires a level of predictive powers that a historian doesn't have. But I would say this, that I think often that we can portray – we take a lot of solace in saying that the problems are the problems of politicians rather than the problems of the people. And I do think that while there's plenty to critique the faction of the House Republicans who moved toward the shutdown, in reality that – it's not clear to me that it's a failure of politicians and it's a failure of the people, and that they were supporting a policy that was popular among the people who elected them, and that in democracy that that's one of the things that's meant to that this one of the ways that it's meant to work.
People are – members of the public are getting directly at politicians on Twitter and on Facebook and screaming at them on a daily basis. It's not about going home to the district anymore. These guys are reacting to angry constituents like minute to minute.
That's right. And sometimes, it sort of bails us out. We don't have to say the people are wrong because we always say the fault is in Washington. But often the fault is not in Washington. Often the fault is in ourselves as the people. So to that degree, I think that people in Washington were scared of the response that they saw out in the countryside. People perhaps overreacted in the shutdown. And I do think that some amount of reality intruding upon a popular opinion is what's going to help move the Congress toward, you know, congressmen, the biggest thing to me that I think to critique them on is not that they're foolish or unproductive, but they're not brave. But bravery in Congress leads to the retirement home.
Gregory Downs makes a great point. Bravery in politics sometimes gets you out of a job. And sometimes we demand maybe in an electronic age a little too much from politicians. A lot of it pretends on what we're telling them. That's Gregory Downs, professor of history at the City University of New York, helping us unravel a very confrontational year in 2013. Gregory, thank you.
Thank you.